My grandfather was a wise and godly man, and one time he said to me, "I think you're a very miserable person. You're not enough of a Christian to have the joy of the Lord, and you're not enough of a sinner to enjoy the pleasures of sin. You're just miserable. You need to make up your mind which way you're going to go." You see, my mind was divided. I was not pure in heart. I was not following God with my whole heart. I still reserved part of my heart for the things that were ungodly, and yet I had in my mind that I wanted to go God's way. I needed to be united in my heart. I needed purity of my intentions. David, the psalmist, wrote about this. Psalm 86, verse 11, "Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore." Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart." That word blessed can be interpreted as meaning happy. Jesus said, "You're happy. You have peace within when you have a pure heart, when your heart is turned totally toward the Lord in purity and not divided and turned toward the world. You don't have that civil war going on all the time in your mind and in your body." I found that this was something that I could not achieve on my own. I found that this took a work of the Holy Spirit, and it really was a miracle to reorder one's mind. But this is what the Apostle Paul said. He said, "I beg of you, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you give your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable act of worship, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." This renewal of the mind that the Holy Spirit can do when we give ourselves completely to Him produces within us a pure heart. That is a singleness of intention to walk with God. And we can say with the psalmist, "I will walk in your way." Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your grace and mercy within me. You did something within me that I could not do myself. You have helped me because you have united my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.